You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, I wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started. What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I am here with Evan Johnson. Evan is a high-ticket podcast producer whose mission is to help entrepreneurs spread their movement to a wider audience without having to spend all their time podcasting. He also has a podcast called Path to Podcast Success. That's where he interviews other successful podcasters and finds out just what has made their podcast and business successful. Without further ado, let me introduce you to Evan. How are you doing, man?
I am doing good. I am very excited to be here. Thank you for having me on.
No worries, man. No worries. Now, as usual, before we get into the interview, I always ask my guests to tell us a bit more about what they've done before and how they got started.
Okay. Well, it's been a little while since I got started. I got started around 2016, I believe. There was never like an official day where one day I was like, I'm officially starting a business, because I actually got started when I was in high school. I was a junior. And the reason I was so young and started in the online business world was because my mom is an online entrepreneur. She had a podcast, still does actually. And she's always been, you know, very entrepreneurial, had that entrepreneurial spirit. And so she came to me one day when I began thinking about getting a job, right? Because most high schoolers, I mean, okay, I got to go get a job at McDonald's or something to have some change to go get food with friends or whatever. So, you know, all my friends are starting to do that. I'm thinking of starting to get a job as well. My mom's like, hey, instead of doing that, let me teach you how to edit my podcast, because, you know, I don't want to do that. And it's a good skill to have, you know, let me teach you. And I was like, okay, sure. So she taught me how to do the podcast work, and, you know, offered to pay me some money to do it. And then so I did that and I was like, all right, cool. Yeah, I did it. And then after a while of doing that, she came to me and was like, hey, why don't you do this for other people too? And, you know, charge them for this. And I was like, huh, are you serious? You think I could do that? And she was like, yeah, do it. And so I did. I started. And so she referred me to a couple people. And then it just kind of kept going from there. Took me quite a long time to actually realize what kind of potential I had in it, because I was only 16, right? And I was never in a position where I had to like, oh God, I need to make a bunch of money to live. I lived with my parents until I was, I think, a sophomore in college. My college career was kind of all over the place, so I don't really remember exactly what year I would have been in. But I lived with them up until I moved across the country to Atlanta, Georgia with my partner, my girlfriend. I grew up in California. So then I got on my own and I was like, all right, well, now I really need this business to be the business. You know, I need this to be what makes me enough money to live. And I had, for some time before I moved, I had begun to ramp up the business and actually think about it as a business that can make me a lot of money. But then I really started to dive into it. And then now fast forward to today, a couple weeks ago, I was able to get my first coach. And I've just been trying to grow it as much as I can, the podcast and the business. So that's kind of in a nutshell where I started. That's awesome. And where I am now.
That's amazing, man. Yeah, thanks for sharing. And just like almost anyone, we all start because we know that there may be some potential, or because we're passionate about something, and then you develop your skills and it grows into a full-fledged business.
Listen, of course, you and I mean, at this point, I have a podcast, you have a podcast, and you're a podcast editor, so we may be a bit biased, but in your opinion, what are the benefits of starting a podcast in 2019 and 2020 over a YouTube channel, provided that a YouTube channel, of course, is great, but why should people choose a podcast?
Well, first of all, I could definitely spend a lot of time talking about the benefits and the different reasons why you could start a podcast, and whether or not you should depends on, you know, your individual situation. I actually started an entire podcast about that question you just asked. So yeah. But I mean, the short answer would be, if you have a business, having a podcast is an incredible part of that business. Specifically over a YouTube channel, I wouldn't say you should have a podcast over a YouTube channel. You can have both very easily, because one, you can just take the content from one and put them in the other. Like, when you have a podcast, you can publish podcast episodes on YouTube. Like, for sure. I'm not sure if you're going to release the video of this recording, but we're recording on video. I always record my podcast on video, although I don't release the videos themselves. I have the video. And I mean, if you want a YouTube presence, I mean, you know, more platforms are always better than no platform. So if you want a YouTube channel and a podcast, you can do that. You can, when you publish the podcast, just upload it to YouTube, you know, as well as, you know, iTunes and Stitcher and Spotify and all that kind of stuff. Of course, then you'd have to have, we wouldn't have to have, but you could have like a little fancy video intro and outro for the podcast, or something to make it a little bit cleaner for those people who want to view it. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you can upload content specifically to YouTube as well. But I wouldn't say that you should have a podcast over a YouTube channel. But if I'm being honest, if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely choose podcast, because it's more likely for people to listen, especially if you're at the beginning stage of business. Now, if you're like Pat Flynn or you know, some really high level entrepreneur, then a YouTube channel would get a lot of views, because you can hire really nice video editors to make it really clean. Have all the right equipment. But if you're just starting out, a podcast, you can record it on your cell phone and put it up and then share it on social media. And you can ask guests to be on, which expands your audience a lot, because in this episode for your audience, you're going to have access to my audience. And we did an episode last week, and when I publish the episode with you, I'm going to have access to your audience. So that's not something that happens as easily with YouTube, I feel like. I'm not a YouTube expert, but I know with podcasting, there's extremely low overhead to get started, because you just use your cell phone, you put it up, and you get it out there, and people listen when they're driving and when they're working out and when they're walking the dog. And I would say I would recommend a podcast over YouTube for beginning and middle stage entrepreneurs, if that answers your question.
100%, man. And I really liked what you said right now about the fact that people can listen to the podcast when they're walking the dog, when they're working out, when they're driving, when they're cooking. Whereas watching a video is, you know, it takes some commitment. At the end of the day, you gotta pull it up, whether it's on your phone or on your computer, but you gotta watch it. You gotta sit there and watch it, right? You can't really like go for a run and watch a video. It's not gonna happen. You're gonna hit a tree or something. Or
yeah, exactly.
So that's a great point, man. And I always, again, I do agree with you on that. And the overhead thing is super true. I mean, like at the end of the day, I actually already had this equipment, because I used to produce music, so I had a microphone and everything. So it kind of worked out. Yeah. But even if I didn't have a microphone, I could have easily started with my phone, as you said. Listen, looking back to when you first started, what were the skills you had to develop in order to take your business to the next level? You told me that there was a stage where you didn't think it was going to be your main focus, and then once you moved, you made it your main focus. So what skills you had to develop from a business perspective, as well as a personal kind of habit perspective?
Well, I mean, first of all, you can start a whole other podcast about that question as well. So off the top of my head, I mean, first of all, something I didn't really realize and had to just kind of, I kind of was tripping over it and had to learn as I go, was that when you start a business around something you know how to do, like I knew how to produce podcasts, right? I knew how to edit and produce podcasts. But something I didn't take into account until I needed it to happen was that that's only one half of the business. If you know how to do, I don't know, email marketing, you're the best email marketer in the world, that's awesome. But if you're going to start a business around it, that's only half of the equation. You also know, you also need to know how to be a business owner. How do you find clients? How do you get people to trust you? How do you sell? How do you close on your services? How do you do all that kind of stuff? That was what I needed to learn when I wanted to take my business to the next level. Because honestly, producing podcasts is not difficult. It really isn't. The whole reason that people want to outsource it all is because they don't know how to do it and don't want to bother to, you know, watch the necessary YouTube tutorials to figure out how to do it, or they just simply don't have the time, right? I mean, a lot of people's time is more valuable than the amount of money that they would spend on someone like me. So you just need to find, you need to learn all those other aspects of business. So that was what I had to learn. If I had to break it down into actual skills, I would say skill number one would be closing. This isn't like, I'm not affiliated or sponsored or anything, but I went through Dan Lok's high ticket closer program. And I would recommend that to any entrepreneur actually, because it dives into closing as a skill, right? So sales essentially. And it also dives into a lot of mindsets surrounding wealth and money, which is really important if you're trying to generate wealth and money. Although it's a pretty pricey program, so, you know, it's whatever you can afford, but I would highly recommend that. Again, I'm not affiliated or anything. It just really helped me. That was one of the first times that I actually made an investment in myself and my business. I didn't get any kind of education surrounding business. I actually went to college first for music. I played the trumpet for about a year. And then I did try to online college for English and creative writing for about a year and a half. And then I just stopped because I was like, all right, this is pointless. You know, I already have a business. Why am I getting a college degree when I already am doing the thing that most people do after they get a college degree?
Yeah.
So that was my first investment, was doing the high ticket closer program. And that gave me a lot of skills and mindset. So, you know, just, you know, sorry,
no worries.
You know, long-winded answer, but I would say start with learn how to close, learn how to market. So that would just be posting consistently on social media, and a podcast would be great as well because it's super cheap, low overhead to start, great way to build your audience. I didn't have an audience when I started. And also, I mean, mindset, you know, that's one of the biggest things, especially if you're trying to generate wealth. You need to have a positive mindset surrounding wealth. Right. You can't be like, oh, man, all rich people are scumbags or filthy rich, being rich. Money is bad. You know, like, you know,
that's reprogramming.
It.
Yeah.
Reprogram your mind around wealth. Like, you know, be okay with it. You know, have a pile of cash and play with it and just like be okay with wealth and know how to market and know how to sell your services. Those are the three big things I have had to learn, I would have to say, when it comes to, you know, business. Of course, there are way more, but.
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PhoenixDen at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now let's get back to the episode.
For sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, man. That was honestly a great answer. I totally agree with what you said right now. Listen, what are the best ways for new entrepreneurs to promote their podcast when they first start out? Because you can, you know, make 3, 4, 5, 10 episodes, but if you don't really know what to do with them, it's kind of pointless. So what would you suggest to someone in that situation?
If you do not have an audience, if in the eyes of social media, you're essentially nobody, and you want to build your audience and you're starting a podcast, have guests, first of all, and encourage them to share your episode when you publish with their audience. Very, very, very easy to get guests because you're not trying to sell them anything, right? You're just offering them a place to talk about themselves, and they feel flattered when you ask them to be on your podcast. I mean, I had well over 10 people agree to be on my podcast before I even launched it. And I do not have any audience. I didn't have any audience. I mean, I still barely have an audience because I'm really just starting on my, I only have 8 episodes of my podcast published. But have guests. And if you're really set on doing solo episodes, then I would just say do both. Have guests. You could do twice a week. You could do a guest episode one day and a solo episode another day. Of course, the more episodes you publish, the faster you're going to be able to build your audience. I publish one interview episode a week, but I'm thinking of up against two. And just share it up on social media. Try to have as many friends as you can and share it on social media and just have a couple sentences about, you know, what you took away from the podcast. It's I think a good format is what, why, a lesson, and then apply. So what's the podcast about? Why is that podcast important? What kind of lesson did you learn from it? And how can, you know, people who read your post, how can people who listen apply it in their own lives? And then just say, you know, and then, you know, some kind of incentive to talk about it. Like, you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts. Avoid saying leave it in the comments, because I got some advice recently that Facebook is being weird about people saying something like that. Like, they'll flag a post Well, they don't flag a post, but it will show up to less people. It won't be prioritized if you have something in the post, like leave a comment below. So,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Good to know.
From my mom, who I mentioned at the beginning, she does Facebook Messenger marketing. And so she's always very on top of Facebook's policies regarding stuff like this with business stuff. And she saw that I posted something and I was like, leave a comment below. And she was like, I would steer clear of saying like, so I said something like that. I say something like, what are your thoughts? Or I'd love to continue the conversation.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Something
for
that
sure.
encourages someone to leave a comment without actually saying that. But yeah, share it up on social media as much as you can. Have an email go out for each episode, you know, so you can begin to build an email list as well, and have guests on and encourage them to share. And then over time, it'll grow. But podcasting is a long game. That's a recurring theme in my podcast. Almost everyone agrees that a podcast is a long game. So after episode 2, don't expect to have 100,000 listens. You know,
no, sure.
I think I have like 100 or less than 100 listens, and I'm only like 8 episodes in. That's really not very much, but I don't expect.
That's okay. To stay there. You gotta start from somewhere, right? Exactly what you're
like,
saying.
Imagine put myself in a room full of 50 people. I mean, come on, that's a lot of people.
No, you know? For sure. And also, you know what it is, man? Like, we talked about this earlier. Like, the fact that generally speaking, whoever starts a podcast already has a business, like a successful business, and they're trying to add something to the business. Like, you have iPodcast Edit. That's your business. That's your core business. That's what's going to make you money right now. That's what's, you know, paying your bills. Now you add the podcast, it's a long game. It's definitely going to help you promote your business and that's true. But at the same time, again, like, you have your main business and the podcast is like a satellite of that business. Yeah, right,
a very important part, but it's just a part of that business. And I would like to mention one of the biggest reasons why I use my podcast is not to get as many lessons as I can and hope someone goes through a funnel and eventually ends up working with me. I have a service-based business, right? I work individually with clients to produce their podcast and to help them start it. And for those people out there who have a service-based business where it's something you need to establish a relationship with someone in order to have a client, it's not like you're selling t-shirts or something and just anyone could buy it, right? The main use of my podcast from a business standpoint, besides, of course, just wanting to share value, is having someone on the podcast is a way to have a conversation. And almost like a qualifying call, if you will, or like an enrollment call kind of a thing is how I've heard it described. Where besides sharing value and simply having a good conversation, you get to feel out, is this person someone that you might want to work with? Because my podcast, you know, it's about podcasting. My business is about podcasting. I talk with someone and I have questions about their process. I ask them, do you edit? Do you outsource or do you do it yourself? Someone says they do it themselves. I'm like, I might be able to help them. So I'm not like trying to sell them on my services the whole time, but it's really like we had a conversation and then afterwards, you know, I know them, we have a relationship.
You're top of mind.
Top of mind. And then I'll be like, I'd love to continue the conversation, and we keep talking. And then eventually I reach out again and I'm like, hey man, I loved your pod. You know, thank you for so much having me on or for being on my podcast. I think that, you know, I'd like to keep the conversation going. I think I might be, you know, something like this. I think I might be able to help, you know, what you do. I'd love to talk about,
that's a great,
about or something. And then, you know, I actually have gotten clients from the podcast, like guests that became clients. So that's, I mean, you can't go into it with the mind of, okay, I got to sell this person, because that's not going to work. You have to to share value and have a conversation. But from a business perspective, that I think is one of the main benefits of a podcast. Not getting a bunch of listens and hoping someone goes through the funnel, although eventually that is great. It's really, really the conversations and the relationships are where like the meat of a podcast is, in my
opinion. Yeah, for sure. So you kind of answered one of the questions that I had, was going to ask you next. So in a way, I was wondering, and I'm sure that a lot of people at home are wondering the same thing. This is actually a two-part question. So the first part is, what are some ways that people can monetize on their podcast? And the second question is, how long generally does it take and how many downloads? You talked about basically like finding clients through guests, but let's say the usual way of making money, which is generally ads or affiliates. So how long would it take? What are the ways and really like how many downloads should people expect before starting to monetize on their podcast?
Right. Well, first of all, there's no set number. It's not like when you pass blank downloads, you're finally in the running to have a sponsor, right? So there's no like, I have had a lot of different answers because I like to ask my guests similar questions when they monetize their podcast. It depends on how big your audience is. You just need to keep reaching out to sponsors until they, not in like a spammy way, but just, I mean, there's no formula number. Yeah. You just reach out to sponsors and try your best and establish relationships. Just like trying to get clients, keep reaching out, keep doing it until you get sponsors. Although I would recommend going the affiliate route over sponsors, because as your audience grows, the income you get from that affiliate link will also grow, as opposed to a sponsor. If they pay for a certain time on your podcast, yeah, that's great, but give it a couple months and your podcast will grow beyond what that sponsor, like you're going to be getting paid the same amount for when you were much less, right?
Yeah.
I would say go with the affiliate route, but I want to add, that would be my answer specifically to that question, but I wanted to add that you can't go into a podcast with the idea of having the podcast in and of itself be a money income generating tool, because it's really not. I don't like it when people start podcasts only because of the potential affiliate or sponsor opportunities.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great. I would love to have a sponsor on my podcast, because who doesn't want extra money just for saying a sentence or two? I mean, you know, that's great, but that can't be the main purpose. The main purpose has to be like what I said about building relationships and building your audience. You will get a return on the investment of podcasting, especially if you do have someone like me or, you know, an editor, producer helping you grow your podcast. You will get the return. it won't be from the podcast. It will be from the clients you get from the podcast. So the return, it won't feel like it's coming from the podcast, but it is, because that's how people know you. That's how you're building your audience. That's how people come to your business. And that's how people give you their money. So
I know exactly what you're talking about, because I had a couple of one-on-one coaching clients that literally in Japan, just I'm talking about in the past couple of months, actually, just like reached out to me out of nowhere. And they said, hey, like, I like what you do. I found your podcast, read a few blogs, here I am. How can we get started? So you're right, 100%. And, you know, like, let me add one thing. When you said right now people are expecting to start a podcast and, you know, trying to monetize it, and that's the sole purpose. I agree with you, because, you know, like, even though today you and I are here talking, people can really hear that we're here to create value and not to sell something. And generally speaking, people don't like to be sold. They like to develop relationships with the person they're listening to, even if it's only a one-way relationship in a way. But it's actually not only a one-way, because we're here to help. We're here to create content that's super valuable for people that are just starting out or they are in the midst of scaling a business. And as you said, like, money will come as long as we are consistent, right?
And people will, consistently. My God, consistency is insane. I mean, it's just like, and I hadn't thought about what you said, but I want to say this thought first about consistency. It's like, say, take the Game of Thrones TV show as an example. Huge TV, or some other TV show, I don't know. Take a TV show that's really popular. Comes out every, my podcast release is released every Monday morning at 6:30 a.m. or 6 a.m. So let's say Game of Thrones is released Monday morning at 6 a.m. People sit down, tune in for the episode, and they turn on the TV and they get a message that says, sorry guys, I didn't get a chance to release the episode this week. What? Is anyone going to watch Game of Thrones after that? No, of course not. It's the same with your podcast. You need to be consistent. You could add more content on top of the consistency, right? But at the very, very, very least, you need an episode at the same time every week. Otherwise, there's going to be a huge, if you miss even 1 week, there's going to be a huge drop off in your audience. And if you miss multiple weeks, like every other week you miss it or something like that, you're going to lose your audience. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And I also wanted to mention that, you're right. You need to go into it with value I like the phrase dollars follow value, right? But also, you said people don't like to be sold, but people love to buy. Love to buy, but they hate to be sold. And through the podcast, you can identify if someone has a problem, and if you believe in what you do, then you can help them with that problem, right? Like, I can help people with their podcast. I see people have an incredible message. I love their podcast, but they either don't have one at all because they don't know what to do, or they do have one, but it's taking up all their time and they hate it because they don't have, like, it takes up a bunch of time every week doing something they don't like. I can help them. I want to be able to help them, not just because I want money, but because I want to help, right? I want to help them spread the message. If I establish good relationship with them and share value, then they will most likely come and want to work with me. So those dollars will follow value, and people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. So yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Great words, man. Listen, your site, I've been on your site, of course, and it looks amazing. Let me tell you. And the quality of your work is also outstanding. I've worked with one of your clients, Nate. Shout out to Nate, by the way.
It's amazing.
What are your plans for your business, iPodcast edit for the future?
Yeah. Well, I have a specific goal of 20 clients by the new year. So, if you want to get into specifics, I mean, putting it out there into the world, that's my goal. Yeah. Starting there and then just continue to grow. I mean, just continue to grow and get more clients.
Are you going to plan to hire people and staff to take on the work? Okay. Yeah,
definitely. A necessary step in growing the business is you need to be working on the business, not in it, right? So I am now working in my business. I'm doing the actual editing and producing work. I'm the one that pulls up Adobe Audition and listens and does the editing of the episode and writes the show notes. That's great. I know how to do it. I have the time for it right now. But if I really want to grow, I can't be doing that anymore. So that's after I get 4 more clients, I'm planning on then hiring other people to take on the work. So eventually, hopefully, when I have those 20 clients a month, I'm not actually working on any of them, right? Or at least I want to be only working on 5 out of 20. So I want to be outsourcing 15. Because that way, I mean, how am I going to grow my business if all my time is spent in it doing the work? And some people have a hard time with that because a business is like your baby and you've been doing it this whole time. But you need to. I mean, there's no, unless you don't want to grow. If you're comfortable, like if I was comfortable with where I am now and just wanted to keep to work on the episodes, then that would be awesome. I don't want that. I want a lot more. So I got to get out of the business, you know?
Exactly. 100%. 100%. Listen, Evan, thank you very much for being here today. I just wanted to basically let you tell us where people can find you online.
Yeah, well, Facebook is one of the big ones. I post there twice a day. I share a lot of my clients' episodes, lots of amazing value. Shout out again to Nate. Facebook is great. My website is ipodcastedit.com. You can see a little bit about what I do there. And hopefully we can connect. And my phone number is 916-600-1753. You're welcome to call me and leave a message if you want to have a conversation or shoot me a text or anything like that. You know, I'm here to help.
All right. Awesome, man. Thank you very much for being here today. And we'll chat soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.